Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Manim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreich, and today we're on Masechus Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis, the second parak, Ha'ish Mekadesh. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, having provided sources for the principle of Shrichus, the Gemara questions Rav who offered a different source. The Pasuk says of Nasi Echod Memata, one prince from each tribe to apportion the land. Each Nasi acted on behalf of a Sheva to apportion its land. Why did Rav not derive Shrichus from the sources brought earlier, such as divorce and karbanis? The Gemara counters that the division could not have been made through shlichus, since some recipients were minors who cannot appoint shluchim. Rather, Rav quoted this pasuk as a source, shezachnu adam shel b'fanav, that one may benefit a person even in his absence, without appointment as a shliach, which explains how they apportion land even to minors. This explanation is also challenged, since the division may be detrimental to some recipients, since one may prefer a different type of land than he received. The Gemara concludes that Rav derived that when orphans come to divide their father's assets, based on appoints administrators for each one, to disadvantage and advantage them, which the Gemara clarifies to be, he is authorized even to possibly disadvantage them, provided that the purpose is to advantage them. Rashi indicates that the Zechiah principle may also be derived from this pasuk. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, brothers dividing assets are like purchasers, and therefore follow their laws where shares are unevenly divided. If the discrepancy is less than a sixth of a share, the transaction of division is effective. If it's more than a sixth of a share, the transaction is void and the assets are redivided. If it's exactly a sixth, the transaction is effective, but the discrepancy must be returned. Rav adds that if the disadvantaged brother appointed a shliach to represent him, the transaction is void even for a smaller discrepancy, because he can say, I sent you for my benefit, not for my harm, and the shlichus is voided. On the other hand, if they originally said, Nifuk b'shuma debei dinah, let us divide, by Basin's appraisal, then even a greater discrepancy does not void the division. If the divided assets were land, the laws of onah do not apply. And finally, if the division was made by measurement rather than value, then even a minimal error voids the transaction. And point number three, having established that the shliach's action are attributed to his appointer, the Gemara wonders about a Mishnah which teaches that if one sends a fire with a mentally competent person, that second person is liable for any damages and the first is exempt. Why do we not apply the principle of shliach's and hold the first person responsible? The Gemara answers, the ain't shliach v'dvar avera, because there is no shliach for a transgression, because we say divrei arav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomim. In choosing between the words of the master, meaning Hashem, and the words of the disciple, the sender, whose words do we obey? Certainly the master's. Since he should not have listened to the sender, the shlichus is invalid. This is challenged from a mission which teaches that one who sent the shliach to spend money which was discovered to be hekdesh, the sender is liable to me'ilah and not the shliach. The Gemara answers that me'ilah is unique because we derive the gezer shava from truma of chet, that shlichus is effective. The Gemara proceeds to explain why we do not apply this law to other averos. So once again, the three points are, number one, having provided sources for the principle of shlichus, the Gemara questions Rav, who offered a different source. The pasuk says of nasi echod memata, one prince from each tribe to apportion the land. Each nasi acted on behalf of a sheva to apportion its land. Why did Rav not derive shlichus from the sources brought earlier, such as divorce and karbanis? The Gemara counters that the division could not have been made through shlichus, since some recipients were minors who cannot appoint shluchim. Rather, Rav quoted this pasuk as a source, shezachnu adam shel b'fanav, that one may benefit a person even in his absence, without appointment as a shliach, which explains how they apportion land even to minors. This explanation is also challenged, since the division may be detrimental to some recipients, since one may prefer a different type of land than he received. The Gemara concludes that Rav derived that when orphans come to divide their father's assets, based on appoints administrators for each one, to disadvantage and advantage them, which the Gemara clarifies to be, he is authorized even to possibly disadvantage them, provided that the purpose is to advantage them. Rashi indicates that the Zechiah principle may also be derived from this pasuk. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, brothers dividing assets are like purchasers, and therefore follow their laws where shares are unevenly divided. If the discrepancy is less than a sixth of a share, the transaction of division is effective. If it's more than a sixth of a share, the transaction is void and the assets are redivided. If it's exactly a sixth, the transaction is effective, but the discrepancy must be returned. Rava adds that if the disadvantaged brother appointed a shliach to represent him, the transaction is void even for a smaller discrepancy, because he can say, I sent you for my benefit, not for my harm, and the shlichus is voided. On the other hand, if they originally said, Nifuk Bushuma de Beidina, let us divide by Basin's appraisal, then even a greater discrepancy does not void the division. If the divided assets were land, the laws of Onah do not apply. And finally, if the division was made by measurement rather than value, then even a minimal error voids the transaction. And point number three, having established that the shliach's actions are attributed to his appointer, the Gemara wonders about a mission which teaches that if one sends a fire with a mentally competent person, that second person is liable for any damages, and the first is exempt. Why do we not apply the principle of shlichus and hold the first person responsible? The Gemara answers, "The ain't shlich v'dvar avera, because there is no shlich for a transgression, because we say divrei arav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomim. In choosing between the words of the master, meaning Hashem, and the words of the disciple, the sender, whose words do we obey? Certainly the master's. Since he should not have listened to the sender, the shlichus is invalid." This is challenged from a mission which teaches that one who sent the shliach to spend money which was discovered to be hekdesh, the sender is liable to me'ilah and not the shliach. The Gemara answers that me'ilah is unique because we derive the gezer shava from truma of chet that shlichus is effective. The Gemara proceeds to explain why we do not apply this law to other averos. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem beis, and our standard siman is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," that he almost missed the shliach with the fire sent by his rival towards his property. Once again, slow motion. The mobster, that must be warned off. Membeis. The mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that Rav quoted the pasuk of the Nesim, apportioning the land on behalf of their shevet as a source of shezaknu adam shel b'fanav, that one may benefit a person even in his absence without appointment as a shliach, which explains how they apportion the land even to minors. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," which reminds we learn the brothers dividing assets are like purchasers regarding a discrepancy in the division. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," that he almost missed the shliach with a fire sent by his rival towards his property, which reminds us, having established that a shliach's actions are attributed to his appointer, the Gemara wonders about a mission which teaches that if one sends a fire with a mentally competent person, that second person is liable for any damages and the first is exempt. Why don't we apply the principle of shlichus and hold the first person responsible? The Gemara answers, "The ain't shliach v'dvar aver, because we say divrei arav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomim. In choosing between the words of the master, meaning Hashem, and the words of the disciple, the sender, whose words do we obey? Certainly the master's. Since he should not have listened to the sender, the shlichus is invalid." So once again, the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," that he almost missed the shliach with the fire sent by his rival towards his property. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Chamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Chamed Ches is a devar lach, liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. Chicken soup, that must more on Daf Chamed Ches, devar lach. Chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, which reminds us the month fell until Moshe's passing on Zayin Adar, and they continued to eat it until the 16th of Nisan. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit a Moshe Rabbein, which reminds the Gemara brings the source that Moshe was born and died on the 17th of Adar. And we learn Shekosh Baruch Hu Yoshe Umemale Shnoseim Shel Tzadikim, that Shekosh Baruch Hu sits and completes the years of the righteous, Meyom Leyom, Mechodesh Lechodesh, from day to day and from month to month, meaning the exact date of birth. As the Pasuk says, "As Mispar Yamecha Amale, I will complete the number of your days." So, chicken soup remained in the diamond-studded bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us the halachas of Orla, Misinai, which reminds us it was stated in the Mishnah, Chadash Asim Min HaTorah B'Kol Makom. Chadash applies biblically everywhere, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Orla halacha, Orla applies everywhere based on halacha, B'Hakolam Yedivrei Sofrim, and Kolam applies everywhere by rabbinic decree. Amoraim dispute the meaning of halacha in the Mishnah. Shmuel explains Hilchas of Medina, it's a regional practice, meaning an accepted custom outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochanan explains it's a halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. Daf Ramates. So the Siman Daf Ramates is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman, that must be more in Daf Ramates, letter. The mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz Lartz, which reminds us of more discussing the difference between kolam of grafting, a vineyard, and seeds outside Eretz Yisrael. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz Lartz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol osa mitzvah achas, whoever performs one mitzvah, mativim lo marichim lo yama v'nochas haaretz, he is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits the world to come. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz Lartz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, the true reward is not in this world, but in the world to come, which reminds us, Rabbi Yaakov says, Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah, the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world. He argued that if the Torah ensures a long life for honoring one's parents as well as Shiluch HaKein, then what if a son who climbs a tower and sends away a mother bird to obtain the young birds for his father, and he falls and dies during his descent? Where's his good life? Where's his long life? It must be, therefore, that the promised rewards refer to the world to come. Daf Mem, so the Siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, water, and we use a pool. So here goes. At the Machshava Tova Matzarfa Lamaisa pool, that must be warned off Mem Mayim. At the Machshava Tova Matzarfa Lamaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochai v'Chetz Yozakai seesaw, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa Lom Yira Adam Atzmo, Yil Chetz Yochai v'Chetz Yozakai, a person should always view himself as if he's half guilty and half meritorious. Velazza, the son of Rabbi Shimon, goes further, since the world is judged according to the majority of people, and a person is judged according to the majority of his actions, a person should view the whole world as if it were half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, he's praiseworthy, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward merit, but if he commits one chet, woe to him, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward guilt. So at the Machshava Tova Matzarfa Lamaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochai v'Chetz Yozakai seesaw, who was being splashed by the two Bachrim arguing whether Talmud Torah or doing mitzvos is greater, which reminds us, the Gemara relates a question posed to Rabbi Tarfon and the elders, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Is Torah study greater or is performance of mitzvahs greater? Rabbi Tarfon declared that the performance of mitzvahs is greater, and Rabbi Kiva declared that Torah study is greater. Nanu Kulam Va'amru, then they all spoke up and said, Talmud Gadol she Talmud may be Yudei Maisa. Torah study is great because Torah study brings about mitzvah performance. Other reasons are brought as to why Talmud Torah is greater. Daf Mem Olive, so the Simmer Daf Mem Olive is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be one Daf Mem Olive. The grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shaliach was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter, since mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho, which reminds us, the second prayer begins, Aish Makadosh bo u'b'shlucho, a man can marry a woman herself or through his shaliach. Aish miskadesh is ba u'b'shlucho, a woman can receive kedushin herself or through her shaliach. From the Mishnah is mentioning the man's ability to be Makadosh himself, which is obvious, Rav Yosef infers, mitzvah bo yosem u'b'shlucho, it's a greater mitzvah for him to be Makadosh a woman himself than through his shaliach. So the grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shaliach was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter since mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, and saw that he was in a rush to deliver a get, take some truma, and shech the carbon pesach on behalf of others, which reminds us, the Gemara asks shlichus menon, from where do we know the concept of shlichus? Our Braisa teaches regarding divorce of shilach, and he sends, Malamed shuhu osa shlich, this teaches that he can appoint a shlich to deliver the get. By saying b'shulcha, and he sends her, Malamed shihi osa shlich, this teaches that she can appoint a shlich to receive the get. Appointing a shlich for kedushin is derived from the hekesh with divorce of b'yatzav ha'isa. The Gemara brings additional sources for shlichus from separating truma and shechting the carbon pesach. So the grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shlich was sent to be makadosh her granddaughter, since mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, and saw that he was in a rush to deliver a get, take some truma and shech the carbon pesach on behalf of others, that she made him show her his birth certificate to prove he was a ben bris and not ineligible to do shlichus as a goy, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the principle of shlichus needed to be taught by divorce and karm pesach and could not have been derived from the others. However, shlichus by truma can be derived from the other two with the tzad shava. If so, why did the Torah need to write gam atem? The Gemara answers that it's for the drasha of Rabbi Yanai. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. Just as you are members of the covenant to keep the Torah, so too your shluchim must be members of the covenant, but a Gentile cannot be a shaliach. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which they learn the source of shlichus from get truma and carbon pesach? That's on daf memav. Good. Number two. Which daf do we discuss the implications of the word moshvosechem as it applies to nesachim? That's on daf lamed zayin. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that machshava tova kach baruch hu mitzarfu lamaisa, kach baruch hu considers a good thought as a deed? That's on daf Mem. Good number four, wish of the ground that the pasuk of the Nesim apportioning the land is brought as a source for Zaknu Adam Shul Bafanov. That's on Dav. Membeis. Good number five, which of the one that Rabbi Yochanan words that Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that Orla is also forbidden in Chutz Laaretz, that's on Dav. Lamed Ches. Good number six, which of the one ain't Shaliach Chodvar Aver, there's no Shaliach for a transgression, that's on Dav. Membeis. Good number seven, which of the one a Goy is ineligible to be a Shaliach since he's not a Ben Bris, that's on Dav. Memov. Good number eight, which of them Rabbi Yochanan holds that grafting different trees in Chutz Laaretz is an Isser Deraisa, that's on Dav. Lamatas. Good number nine, which of them when brothers dividing assets are like purchasers regarding a discrepancy in the division, that's on Dav. Membeis. Good. And number ten, which of them when a person should consider himself Chetz Yochai v'Chetzei Zakai, half guilty and half meritorious, and the next mitzvah can tip the balance, that's on Dav. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.